Father, we're all at a place in our life where we've got to come to that revelation. We've got to come to that understanding that we can't do anything without you flowing through us. Thank you for touching lives this morning. Thank you for just reaching and ministering to everybody. Those by internet, Father, we thank you. The crowd could just be enormous, Father. We trust in you and we thank you for everything that's going on, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Want to welcome everybody. Once again, a little different for us, looking at the cameras and talking to you. It's a good day. Want to seen something on Facebook last night that many of you probably have already read, but I want to try something out. I want to give it to you on Facebook, give it to you online, and if you get it, send us a smiley face, because you'll chuckle at this if you haven't already heard it. Seen last night where they compared this coronavirus to turning us into dogs, and it said that we wander around the house looking for something to eat. Then it said if we go out, we're told no to be around strangers. And then when we say you want to go for a ride, we're all excited. Well, that sounds like the dog I've got, because those identical things goes on. But pass on a smile, lots of laugh, so we can see that you're listening this morning. We know we've got bigger audience every day. This is good, though, because some of you people had your own church, and some of you didn't have a church at all, and you're tuning in, you're seeing, there's good stuff going on. Let's get the word fed. Let's get what we're doing. Sharp message this morning, as we're going to be doing. Title of the message is There Was Joy. We all know this is Sunday that most people speak on the triumphal entry, and that's where I want to go today. If you want to pull your Bibles open at home, Luke 19, verse 28 through 38. I'm not going to read that particular section, but what really takes place there is Jesus finishes talking to his disciples, and he says, we're passing two cities here, or two small towns. Go to the one across from us, and go in, and there'll be a colt tied up, and when you see the colt, go ahead and take it. And then if they ask, why are you taking it? Say, the Lord needs it. And I thought it was interesting scripture. It says that they brought him. So I just seen this morning. They brought him. I know they brought the colt, but did they bring the man that owned the colt? Good question to throw out. But anyway, they brought the colt, and the purpose of it was they were going to be going through Olivet, the grove just had a brain freeze. Olive trees. I've been there. And they were going into the city of Jerusalem. And when they brought the colt, they put their coats on the colt, and Jesus got on the colt. Well, back in those days, the custom was that when the new king was arriving, when someone was coming in to take over the area, they would lay down palm branches and they would lay down their blankets and their things for him to come in. And they would actually be excited about it. Well, they had great joy during that. And I want to read that particular scripture. Let me get there. Luke 19. Hang on, I'm there. Luke 19:38. They picture what's going on. He's coming down, and it is actually a hilly area, coming down into the city, and they were all excited, and the crowd was hearing the other people, and they were all coming in, and they started saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They were picturing in the natural. They were picturing in the natural that he was going to come in as a king in the natural, and he was going to straighten out all the chaos that was going on between the government, the religious people, and the Jews. And there was a constant battle in that arena, and they knew some of the old covenant, some of the old scripture, and they knew there was going to be a time when there was going to be a king that come in. So they were picturing this as a takeover. They were picturing this as all of our problems are going to be solved. Everything's going to be taken care of. Kind of like America's doing now with the government. Let me tell you something. The government is not your answer. No one is your answer. Your wife is not your answer. Your husband is not your answer. Those people you're close to is not the answer. They will always let you down. Because you have joy as long as everything's being taken care of. You have joy if all, you know, now they're going to send money to all of us that aren't working. Well, that's good and that's great and it'll keep us going, but that's not the answer. The answer is Jesus. The answer is having a relationship with Jesus, because you can come to the place in your walk where everything could be going bad and you can still have the joy of the Lord. Because we've got to come to that place, especially as we're seeing society change like it is, and things are going to get worse before they get better. That's all in the scripture. The Bible tells us that there's always going to be tribulation. But see, people in the natural right now are running scared. They're terrified of what's they don't know. They're terrified of being out of control. And they think that it's going to be okay, and they have a joy in that until it falls. They have a joy in their car until it falls. They have a joy in their television until it quits. You can't allow anything in life to keep you happy except Jesus, because he's the only one. But until you know why and understand why, you're listening to me right now and you're going, what are you talking about? Well, I'm going to get into that. Peter was a good example. Peter was with Jesus all through his teachings. And then in Luke, in John, in a set of scriptures, Peter was actually with him. And Jesus was telling him, these are the things that's going to be coming down in the end times. And Peter made the statement, I'll go to prison. I'll die with you. And Jesus made the comment, oh, really? Do you know that you will deny me three times before the cock even crows in the morning of what's going to be going on? And he said, there's no way. See, his joy was in everything's good now. I've seen all the miracles. I've seen what you're going to do. I've seen all of that. But Jesus was saying, I'm leaving. But see, the difference was Peter could never have really done the job of believing like we can. Peter, at that time, was in the old covenant. Peter never had the Holy Spirit to help him to be able to deal with the issues. We, there on the other side, we've got that. We've got him. In the book of Acts, it says it's expedient that I leave. Well, see, Jesus died for your sins. Jesus died for your sickness, your disease. Jesus died for your emotions. Anything that bothers us, he has already died for that. And then he rose, and that by him raising from the dead, then that anointing come upon us. We folks, some out there right now are saying, well, wait a minute. What you're hearing is exactly what the word says. Jesus died for us. All our sins, all our problems, anything you'll go through. See, remember, he was there before you were. He was here before you were even born. He's already tomorrow. He already knows what's going on tomorrow. He already knows who's going to die from the coronavirus. He already knows who's going to get it. But yet, he has made a way emotionally for us to walk through those things. Spiritually, it's taken care of. But we've got to grasp that. And believe that. If you're walking in fear right now to the place where you're terrified to go out your door, you are being controlled by what the world is saying. We can control it. They are telling you what to do. And yes, we're supposed to be wise. That's just common sense. Let's go back to when the devil tempted Jesus. Jump off this. Well, no, I'm not going to do. Why would I tempt God like that? Why would I do that? It's the same with this. We must be wise, but we must have the joy that God's got this. We must have the joy that everything is going to be taken care of. We must have the joy. See, Peter had it, but he didn't have it. God told him what's going to happen, and he really actually, I think, he always, if you go back in the Old Covenant, he was always, see, the Old Covenant is not when Matthew starts, it's when the Holy Spirit came, when the New Covenant started. He, listen to me, Peter didn't have the power to withstand what was coming. Peter didn't have the assurance that Jesus was always going to be with him and never leave him. We have that. See, we have that in the New Covenant. So when anything comes upon our life, any sickness, any disease, any disaster, if you're still breathing, you are still okay. And if you're not breathing, you are still okay. But see, we've got to get a revelation that our joy comes in the trust and the faith in Jesus Christ. Our joy comes in knowing that however things go in the city of Chester, however things go in the county of Randolph County, however things go across the river, however things go in America, we're going to be all right. Now, physically, you're still going to have tribulation. It didn't say that everything's going to be rosy. Nothing is ever always rosy. You wouldn't understand it if it was. But see, the way it is, our trust is always in Him. Our trust, knowing we have the Holy Spirit, is not going to put me in bondage to where, yes, this is serious, and yes, we have to pay attention, but it's not going to keep me from having joy. It's not going to keep me from enjoying what we're walking through. It's like the jokes that you're seeing now on Facebook about it. That is somewhat of a joy how we walk through it. Now, if you start hiking your leg in the bathroom, you have become a dog. But folks, it's not, let's enjoy what we're going through. Yes, this is crazy. And no, I don't want to get any sicker than I've been. But if it's something, think about it, just think. What if this virus that got loose in China would have been a virus that killed you, everybody it come in contact with? You still have to deal with it with joy. You still have to understand that the fullness of Christ is in you, and that joy is in there. See, real joy is through Him. Real joy, John 16:13 said, the Spirit of truth has come. See, Jesus died, He rose again, and He said, you hang around, and I'm going to send me, the Holy Spirit, down to earth. And if you'll believe that I died for you, if you'll believe that I rose again, then you will have the Holy Spirit, okay? So that's what took place here. And in John 16:13, it says that you will have the Spirit of truth. Well, if I get the revelation of who I am in Christ, if I get the revelation that I'm going to be okay, if I get the revelation that I know I'm not going to hell, I know I'm going to heaven, it's not because of what I do, it's not because how I act, because I'm going to mess up tomorrow. There's nobody listening right now that won't mess up tomorrow. But see, Christ has already died for that. And all I have to do is receive that and believe that. So my joy then, the scripture walks on through. If you want to read 16, John 16, read through that. Down in verse 20 it says, when you understand your sorrow, it will turn to joy. Well, that don't make sense. Well, what he's saying is, understand that you're not under law anymore. It's not what you do to get what you're going to get. Understand that whatever goes on, that problem that arises, that sorrow that when I'm leaving is what he's saying there. That sorrow that when I'm leaving, you watch. I will turn it to joy because I will be with you forever. And it's the same thing with the old covenant to the new. Know that it's not under works anymore. Know that you don't have to try to perform. Know that I can't do enough. I can't do enough to get over here okay. I just know I'm okay. I just have to be at the place in my life where everything's going to be all right. John 16:22 says your joy can't be taken away. Well, now, do you mean if I go outside and I've got a flat tire, I'm supposed to be happy? That's what the word says. Be happy it didn't blow out while you was going down the road. Be happy that it didn't cause an accident. Be happy that you know you can get it taken care of. Be happy that I'm going to take care of it for you. Be happy. I've shared so many times here. I had a little white Datsun pickup truck that I had painted myself, had it painted, did all the body work on it, which I wouldn't want to look at it again now. But I was mowing my dad's yard, and I picked up a rock, and it slammed against the side of the car. And I just had the revelation that God's got all of this. And I turned to the truck, and I said, God, your truck just got dented. What are you going to do with it? Now, I wasn't saying that in a wrong, because I knew I couldn't. And I knew there was no sense me getting upset about, because I can remember a time, my goodness, all of us, we can all remember times when things don't go right and we just go to pieces, or we blame God. We lose somebody in the family and we get mad at God because they died. We get mad at God because we didn't get. We get mad at God because we didn't get that job that we were looking for. We get mad at God because it doesn't go our way. See, you are allowing the coronavirus to control you. You're allowing the coronavirus to dictate everything you do. Now, I'm not saying don't be wise. Please understand me. But you can't live in that old covenant. You've got to live in the new covenant. You've got to recognize Peter couldn't do it. He denied it. I mean, think about it. Peter was with him 24/7. And then when it was time and he knew things weren't looking good, he lost it for fear of people. He lost it because he didn't have the power and the anointing to say, yes, I'll die with him. I really will die with him. You're doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing. I catch myself doing the same thing. I have not lost any sleep over the coronavirus. That's as far. I mean, actually, we talk about it more than I want to talk about it. Because the more you think on things, the more it takes over your life. That's just the way it is. That's why people have affairs. That's why people rob banks. That's why people lie, because they think about what they're going to do and then they end up doing it. We've got to come back to the place of going back, like I say a lot around here. Get that word in you. Allow that word. Hebrews 4:12 says that it cuts and it divides the thoughts and the intents of your mind. See, this is all a battlefield that we're having right now. This is a part of life. Will it end the 1st of May? What if it don't? I was talking with Connie this morning. I can remember when I worked at the coal mines, we had multiple strikes. And the one strike we had ended up, I don't remember the exact days, but it was like 50 or 60 days. We did not get any money from the United Mine Workers. I went to Tyler, Texas, and I worked in a foundry down there. And that was as close to hell as I ever want to get. But yet we made it through it. But yet we look back now and we laugh about it. It was a horrible place to work. I was underneath the molding machines, and the smoke was about this far off the floor. So Scott and I, my brother, went together. We would lean like this and look at each other with our mask on to even say hello to each other as we shoveled sand and we cleaned up. But we made it. God made a way for us to. And he always will if your faith is in him. See, if you're living in the old covenant, then you're trying to perform. You're trying to do. You're trying to accomplish. And then you get frustrated and you've lost your joy already. And things only get worse. But if you know God's got your number. If you know God, he counts every hair that I'm losing on my head. If he can do that, you think he can't get us through this? See, our joy, our excitement is, I'm going to watch and see how he takes care of me. I'm going to watch and just see what he provides. I'm going to watch and see the opportunities to make money elsewise. I could have stayed at home and busted and lost everything I had back during the strikes. But we always, most all of the coal miners found something to do to make a little money. But then when it all come back, we'd get a nickel raise. Well, you've already lost way more than that you'll ever make. But yet we kept going and we kept going. And God, well, you did it. No. Christ did it. When I look back at my life, how he took care of me. When I look back at all the times, Mike and I were talking earlier. Both of us had come near a rattlesnake. I was walking as a child and I heard it and I looked down. There was a great big rattlesnake coiled up. Well, who was there with me? He never left me. He never forsake me. Because once I said yes to Jesus at 12 years old, he has never left me. Even when I ran from 12 years old, didn't run, just didn't know where to go, all the way to 32. I didn't think about God. I just thought you'd go to church to keep people happy. I thought during youth, I just went for the girls. But at 32, my life changed. It was like, wait a minute. This is all real. This is all relationship. This is all knowing that he's got me. This is all at that place where everything is good. In John 16, 24, he said, now listen to this. John 16, 24, ask and you will receive and your joy will be full. Well, what am I asking for? See, when you're at this place with a relationship, you're not asking for nonsense. You are reminding God of what he's done for you. You're reminding God that you made me in right standing. You're reminding God that you never leave me, you never forsake me. You're reminding God that the stripes of Jesus was for my healing. You remind God and you thank him and you ask and you receive and your joy. See, my joy is not determined by the circumstances. It can't be. You say, well, are you perfect? No, I'm just giving you illustrations. My joy shouldn't be. And I fall into it like you do. But we've got to recognize our joy has got to be here, trusting him every step of the way. He gives everybody more responsibility. See, when you're faithful in trusting here in the little things, you will grow into the things, big things, the responsibilities. Think about our president. Now, I know some of you don't like our president. Think of every morning when he wakes up. And I know it's never in the news anymore, but they have Bible studies every morning. Every morning they have Bible study. Now, they're separated, but they have Bible study. They have every morning. He's on the phone with other ministers a lot. Franklin Graham and him talk a lot. You say, well, why? Because he, as dingy as he can be sometimes, because we're all that way, we're all dingy. Now, I'm not cutting down the president, but I'm dingy sometimes. I say things I shouldn't sometimes. But if you're following the Lord, if you're getting direction, if you're seeking to know that I can't do this by myself, then you're not. If you're trying to, if you're sitting down by yourself with other people, what, let's have this and let's do this and let's do that. That's all good as long as it's a session where you're just throwing out ideas. But then when the Holy Spirit steps on that, he brings in, he says, okay, you brought this up, go this route. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And you'll find that no matter what is going on in my life, I've had to learn this the hard way, but I have found that whatever goes on, folks, listen, it's going to be okay. I want to flip real quick to John. We're going to close out. I want to flip to John. Let me go back here and find my notes. I want to go to John chapter 15. Make a note of this. Listen to 7, 8, and 9. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Now, we've took that scripture way out of context and we've used that to get for our own needs. But let's look at what it says. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father, listen to this, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Listen to this. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. That is not saying keep my rules. That is just saying live in my new covenant. Live in a relationship. Live in this relationship because if you do, my love just as have kept my Father commandments and abide in his love. Then it goes on and says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. What is it saying? It's saying, don't live under the old rules. Just abide in me and everything that I can. See, he's a God that doesn't say, don't do this. God says, do this. He never says, don't do this. You know that. The enemy reminds you of that. He tells you, do this. Don't be listen. Don't be afraid of this virus. Don't let this virus control you. Come to the place of going, I respect that it could get me. I respect that it's out there. I understand that I'm in a world. But I'm just passing through. And I'm going to pass through healthy. I'm going to pass through strong. And I'm going to bear fruit where other people can see how I walk through this. See, you are assigned to walk through this so people that don't know him will see him. That's what we're doing. We're walking through this. Listen to this last scripture. It says, Psalms 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust him with all my heart. and my heart is filled with joy. What's it filled with? It's filled with confidence. It's filled with trust. It's filled with love. It's filled with all the fruit of the Spirit's in Galatians. It's filled with long-suffering. It's filled with patience. It's filled with kindness. It's filled with, it's there. We just have to allow this to be what we are and not what the world is doing. We are the answer to what's going on. Not us, but Jesus through us is the answer of what's going on. Let's walk and let's trust daily in what God's doing. Let's thank Him that He's got this. When your mind starts rising up and your mind starts speaking these negative thoughts and this fear and this anything according to that place, step over into that place of faith. Step over into that place of trusting. Step over into that place of Him having you. Let's give this to the Lord this morning. Use on the internet, bless you. Tune in Friday. I guarantee you're going to be blown away with what's going to be taking place. It's going to be short and it's going to be sweet. But see, from now till then, God's got you. Put a reminder on your refrigerator Friday night at 7 o'clock to be with us for 25 or 30 minutes. And let God be a part. Listen, Spirit has no time and no distance. You can be touched right there just like you could be if you was here. God will take care of you. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you already, years and years and years ago, you already knew this that was going on. And you already, according to Scripture, you have already made a way out. Your word also says that you never will allow anything to come upon your believer that he hasn't got a way out. So we thank you for it. We trust in you. Help us to not have a religion, not have just a church going and a church leaving, but a relationship where every day, all the time, we're praising you and we're loving you and we're trusting in you with every situation and every circumstance. Thank you, Father, for keeping us safe. Thank you, Father, for those that have got this virus, that they're going to keep it to themselves where it dies off and doesn't affect anybody else. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in our lives. And we trust in you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Call you blessed. See you Friday night in Jesus' name.